Good afternoon. It is my pleasure to welcome you to Cornell University. My name is Manoj Thomas. I am the Senior Director of the Executive MBA Programs at Cornell. In just a few minutes, the procession of our Executive MBA graduates and faculty will begin. The procession will include graduates from 4 Cornell Executive MBA programs. Executive MBA, MS in Healthcare Leadership, Cornell Tsinghua Finance MBA, Executive MBA, Metro New York Program, and the Executive MBA, Americas Program. I now invite everybody to take their seats. Please silence your cell phones at this point if you have not done so already. Thank you. Also, please keep the aisles clear at all times. Family and friends of our graduates, the academic procession is ready to begin. Please stand now and remain standing as our graduates enter the arena. Please welcome and congratulate the Executive MBA Americas Class of 2023, led by Professor Yao Tsui. Thank you. Next, please welcome and congratulate the Executive MBA, MS in Healthcare Leadership Class of 2023, led by Professor Vrinda Kadiyali. Next, please welcome and congratulate the Executive MBA Metro New York Class of 2023, led by Professor Drew Pasquarella. Now, please welcome and congratulate the Cornell Xinghua Finance MBA Class of 2023, led by Professor Luo Zhuo. guests, please remain standing and welcome Johnson's faculty, led by Charles Field Knight, Dean of the Cornell S.E. Johnson College of Business, Andrew Caroli. Please be seated. Welcome to Johnson's Executive MBA commencement ceremony in honor of the class of 2023. Before we begin the formal portion of the program, I would like to introduce those on stage with me who have roles in the ceremony. Xiaoyu Shu, Assistant Program Manager for the Cornell Tsinghua Finance MBA Program. Sarah Lynn Yanni, Executive Director of the EMBA Metro New York Program. Christine Cotolano, Program Director of the Executive MBA MS in Healthcare Leadership Program. Vern Thalheimer, Executive Director of the EMBA Americas Program. And Mark Nelson, Dean of the Johnson School. Also present on the stage are Andrew Caroli, Charles Field Knight, Dean of the Cornell S.E. Johnson College of Business, and Yaru Chen, Academic Dean of China Initiatives. Please join me now in welcoming Dean Nelson to the podium to deliver the commencement address.
Thank you, Manoj, and members of the class of 23, families, friends, I am honored to welcome you to the graduation recognition ceremonies for the 76th graduating class of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management at Cornell University. This weekend, we are thrilled to celebrate the accomplishments of the degree candidates from our four executive MBA programs. 58 from the Cornell Executive MBA in Metro New York, 153 from the Cornell Executive MBA Americas, 49 from the EMBA MS in Healthcare Leadership, and 111 from the Cornell Tsinghua MBA FMBA program, plus additional FMBA students who graduated previously and have traveled to celebrate with us today. We gather today to honor your achievements. Though you represent diverse backgrounds, diverse cultures, you now have one remarkable thing in common, a Cornell University MBA. Your effort and your dedication have been remarkable. You've pursued your careers while simultaneously pursuing your education. You've lost sleep, You've gained frequent flyer miles. You've dedicated your vacation time to trips to Ithaca and other residential locations. And for most of you, this investment has been made by others as well as yourselves. So let's take a moment to thank those who have provided support along the path to this achievement. Family, friends, and members of this community, we thank you. I'd also like to thank my faculty and staff colleagues who are with us here today. First, I'd like to highlight Andrew Caroli, the Charles Field Knight Dean of the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. He already waved once. I'm going to ask him to do it again. Dev, nicely done. Dean Caroli leads our college, which of course includes Johnson as well as our sister schools, Dyson and Nolan. In addition to being a world-renowned finance scholar and an inspiring leader of our college, Dean Caroli taught in Johnson's EMBA programs for many years. I think he won the America's Teaching Award, was it last year? Yeah, something like that. So please join me in thanking Dean Caroli for all he does for our college. You know that our entire faculty is dedicated to your success. They demonstrate that every day, both inside and outside the classroom. Our staff, likewise, have supported you throughout your journey at Johnson, including admissions, registration, student events, job search, up to and including today. And we all know that an event like this certainly does not occur without many people working behind the scenes in ways that we can only imagine. So please join me in thanking the faculty and staff for all they've done and continue to do to support you and support Johnson. Okay, but enough about them. Let's talk about you. That's what this is about. And let's realize, by reinforcing your existing skills and experience, by pushing yourselves to investigate new approaches to familiar challenges, and by seeing the value of effective collaboration while relishing the competitive environment, by expanding and nurturing networks across your own industries and into others, and through innovation and sheer hard work, you've achieved the next level of career success. You've transformed your ambition to impact. You've done amazing things along the way. You've balanced careers, families, and commitments. You've changed jobs, started new firms, expanded the international reach of your existing firms. You've mastered integration and collaboration across teams, across disciplines, across cultures. You've already made important contributions beyond Johnson and Cornell. I'd like to highlight just a few examples of the many projects and innovations that you've created that so effectively manifest the qualities of a Johnson MBA: experiential learning, collaboration, excellence. In a great example of the entrepreneurial process at work, our 2023 Metro EMBA Shark Tank winner, PawCare, is a platform which helps dog... It helps dog care parents digitally organize, track, share their pets' health records using text recognition software and including digital health records, data analysis of lab work, an online community forum, helpful how-to guides. I admit that I'm embarrassed that PawCare is producing a much better data profile for pets than we ever considered for our two daughters. It sounds like an amazing platform. Our Boston-based America's EMBA team worked with Grupo Posadas, Latin America's largest hospitality firm, to enhance their marketing of Mexican hotels to U.S. travelers, and more broadly, to transform their approach to marketing. The team's global business project included a site visit to Mexico City that was integral to their recommendations. And during their presentation to Posadas' executive team, I understand the Posada CEO made the team swear that they would contact Cornell's administration to let them know how eager Posadas would be to host future projects. Consider Cornell's administration contacted. That's music to my ears. Students in our FMBA program have engaged in a variety of community impact projects in the context of a particularly challenging circumstance, China's COVID lockdown. They not only supported each other, but they also served as leaders of their residential communities, and they helped those in communities close by. In particular, our FMBA students mobilized resources to transport food and medical supplies to those in need for much of 2022. And I think, do that again, that was good. And in our healthcare leadership MSMBA program, I want to highlight two achievements among many. First, Christian Pitts, a fellow in the bioentrepreneurship program during its inaugural year, worked with doctoral student Stephen Park to launch Candy Therapeutics, a company focused on developing a novel cell-based immunotherapy that targets the sugar barrier on cancer cells. I had the pleasure of seeing Christian at a reception last week holding an oversized check that he received in a startup competition. I think maybe his smile was bigger than the check, but they were both large. Second, though, a group of students from the class of 23 founded a biotech club at Cornell. This is a New York City-based nonprofit focused on building community and providing the education, skills, and networking platform for future leaders in biotech. In its inaugural year, the Biotech Club has hosted several events, including a speaker series on catalyzing biotech and event business in biotech. These are just a few examples among so many ways that you have already applied your capabilities and your education during your time at Johnson. You were successful before starting your degree programs. We chose you in part based on that success. And then, while pursuing this degree and continuing with your careers, you've already produced much needed ideas, products, and services. Your future impact will be remarkable. I'd also like to highlight another way in which you've already made an impact. Each generation of Johnson students benefits from those who came before. And just as you've supported one another and Johnson in so many ways as students, you've also distinguished yourselves through contributions to Johnson's annual fund and this year's class campaign. I have to give a special shout out to two students who established the Kevin Jun and Matthew Unger Fellowship for Experiential Learning to increase access to experiential learning through the Smith Family Business Initiative. That's one example. Thank you. So many of you have done so much. Would everyone please join me in applauding the achievements, generosity, and dedication of this wonderful class? Now, we all know that graduations mark key changes in people's lives. And this graduation marks a change for me as well, as it will be my last serving as Johnson's Ann and Elmer Linseth Dean. It has been an absolute honor to serve our students, faculty, staff, and alumni as Johnson's Dean. Every day, I've had a front row seat to witness the many ways that members of our community support each other and work together to do great things. I'll continue to serve on Johnson as a member of the faculty, and I'm tremendously happy that I'll be succeeded by Professor Vishal Gaur, who is an extraordinary teacher and scholar and academic leader. Believe me, the school will be in very good hands. So now, here's my parting ask. You knew it was coming. Whenever you let a dean speak, there's typically some sort of an ask. This one is pretty painless, and it's very simple. Just keep it up. Keep doing what you've been doing. Keep engaging with this community and keep striving to make your unique impact. From a community standpoint, you're now part of a broader community. You are joining an alumni community of over 18,000 Johnson graduates, more than 45,000 college graduates, well over 250,000 proud Cornellians, all bleeding Cornell red, all now part of your extended family. You've heard me say that at Johnson, we have each other's backs as we push each other forward. That applies to this broader alumni community as well. So many alumni have told me how much their Johnson network has meant to them, personally and professionally, throughout their entire careers, indeed made those careers. I encourage you to make the resolution to stay engaged with your class and with the school. Attend at least one alumni event each year. Don't drift away from this community. Immerse yourself in it. Be there for your fellow alumni as you have been for your fellow students in your program. My pledge is that we will be here for you as well. From an impact standpoint, I don't have to encourage you to excel. I know you will. The world faces big problems. Sometimes we can respond with fatalism and believe we can't make a difference. But you have already shown that you can make a difference. You are leaders. When a big challenge occurs, you don't have to do anything to shy away from it. All you need to do is rise to meet it. You've proven that you can meet that sort of challenge. And as you advance in your careers, I have one more request. I ask that you not pull up the ladder behind you. Instead, reach back and help others climb higher. We work on allyship here at Johnson. We celebrate our differences, and we help each other when we need it. Keep exercising those muscles. You know that helping another person, welcoming another person into the fold, contributing to their success, that's a wonderful feeling. Your Johnson degree will help you on your journey, and you will honor that degree with all you achieve. We can't wait to see what amazing success awaits you. We are immensely proud of you. All in attendance, please help me congratulate the class of 2023.
Thank you, Dean Nelson. I would like to now recognize the student council members and class representatives from the Cornell Tsinghua FMBA, Executive MBA in Healthcare Leadership Program, and the Metro NY Executive MBA Program. Student council members and class representatives, please stand and be recognized. The class representatives of FMBA program, please stand. Thank you. Next, I ask the class of 2023 campaign agents from all programs to stand and be recognized. Please stand. Thank you for all that you have done for your classes in these important roles. Now, we are pleased to recognize exemplary graduates in the class of 2023 who received awards for their significant contributions in the classroom and to their peers. I ask that the following graduates please stand and be acknowledged when I call out their names. Please hold your applause until all the names have been announced. Hallie Collison, Oscar Rodriguez, Mikhail Lewis, Durwood Ratcliffe, Philip Goldstein, Krithart Tiwari, Nick Vera, Ming Fang, Shi Jin, and Han Zhao. Han Zuo. Okay, now you can applaud them. Thank you. You may sit now. The Emerging Markets Institute Fellows Program, also known as the EMI program, offers a unique experience for Johnson MBA students to engage in research, case competitions, and study trips. I ask the following students to stand and be recognized for being named Outstanding EMI Fellows. Again, please hold your applause until I have announced all the names. Alabi Adinekan, Rosario Lubruto, Christopher Dorr, Devarshi Das, and now applaud them. Thank you. At this time, we would like to recognize faculty members who have been awarded specific program teaching awards. The winner of the EMBA America's Star Award for Teaching Excellence this year is Professor Ori Hefetz. The recipient of the EMBA MS in Healthcare Leadership Faculty Award this year is Professor Paul Ingram. The winner of the EMBA Metro NY Globe Award for Teaching Excellence is Professor Risa Mish. Congratulations, Risa. The recipients of the Cornell Tsinghua FMBA Gravitas Award are Professors Robert Frank and Andrew Caroli. The winners of the Cornell Tsinghua FMBA Best Teacher Award are Professors Luo Zuo, Li Chen, and Ming Huang. The winners of the Cornell Tsinghua FMBA Star Professor Award are Professors Mark Nelson and Yaru Chen. Thank you. It is now time for the recognition of graduates. I invite one.
I am Vern Talheimer, Executive Director of the Executive MBA Americas Program. Thank you. It is my absolute pleasure to present the graduates of the Executive MBA Americas Class of 2023. James Abalana. Alabi Adeneko. Olatayo Adaria. Jacob Adserbell. Anirudh Agarwal, with distinction. Nikita Ajit Kumar. John Clayton Allen IV. Scott Thomas Alsup. Fawad Amjad. Martin Miguel Arellano. Bulazem Azemi. Girish Babu. Corey Bailey. Timitope Balugan. Ravana Bay. Benjamin Booker. Jason A. Bullen. Haley Collison. Casey Castor. Esteban Celaya. Shinto Chakunko. Joshua Chan. Eddie Chan with distinction. Xiaobo Chen. Christian Chung. David Clark. Juan Clavijo. Christina Coleman. Jorge De Jesus. Mosa Degan. Karshil Desai. Indy Dutta. Rafiq El Rawas. Pedro Escobar. Edgardo Falcon. Can I come up with something good? Curtis Fairbrother. Luis Rodrigo Galarza. Roberto Candara. Lauren Gardner. Chad Gassaway. Mauricio Gaviria. Luis Guetan. Daniela Gomez. Varun Gauthaman, with distinction. Timothy Green. Aditya Gudametla, with distinction. Nolan Hickey. Diana Hidalgo. Fatima Hussein.
Is that all right?
Huh? Kevin Hyatt. Sydney Idemudia. Yusuf Kapaya. John Keeler, with distinction. Gulrez Khan. TJ Kisri. Dan Kisselback. Felix Laret Thielen. Shaye Lobsher, with distinction. Angela Lee. Victoria Lopez. Emil Mamari. Adam McDonald. Mayank Maywal. Natasha Mago. Gia Mehmood. Daniel Maeda. Namisha Manji. D.W. Mann. Daniel McFawn.
Not even close. You want?
Mitch Mitchell. Kate Moon. Eric Muther, with distinction. JJ Myron. Ryan Naisman. Viet Nguyen. Thaddeus Nichols. Pauline Norris. David Nunez. Deji Oyediran. Yeah. Daniel Perez. Catherine Palmer. Mark Pappage. Rodrigo Perez. Lynette Prediger. Stuart Prendergast, with distinction. Sarita Rajput. Denise Ramanfour. Jandel Restrepo. Esperanza Rincon, with distinction. Eugenio Riverol. Oscar Rodriguez, with distinction. Stephen Rogers. Mohammed Saad. Andrew Sabine, with distinction. Farhad Salehi. Jason Miguel Santiago Maldonado. Chris Savino. Achal Shah. Shayan Shabazz. Jonathan Shane. Barrett Sharma. Diane Michelle Shaw. Shay Smith. Kyle Snemiska. Mark Spellman. Arjun Srinivasan. Alicia Thauer. Alejandro Toledo. Jeffrey Tomaszewski, with distinction. Tyler Trainer. Mons Uden. Nirmal Vass. Marco Villarreal. David Villarreal. Vishwanath Venakota. Madison West. Samuel West. Erica Weeb. Brian Wilson. Xiaomin Xu. Jack Yuan. Ian Zaff Smith. Lois Jung. Mariana Zubieta. Congratulations to the EMBA America's Class of 2023.
I'm Christine Cortolano, and I'm the director of the Executive MBA MS in Healthcare Leadership Program. It is now time to honor our degree recipients. I ask that the EMBA MS students please stand and come to the stage to be honored. Nishad Amen. Peter Armanios. Allison Bells. Rashida Bradley. Andrew Chung. Jillian DeSenza. Christopher Dorr. Eric Engman. Oluwatobi Idowu. Karen Imberg. Mitchell Kapoor. Sean Koenig. Rick Leung with distinction. Mikhail Lewis. Rosario Labruto with distinction. Predrag Mikov. Michael Mish. Alessandro Mora. Mary Brita Morrissey. Hamid Isani Nia. Courtney Nichols. Adesua Okesanya. Linda Opara. Christian Pites, with distinction. Amy Racanello. Durward Ratcliffe. Jaspreet Rai. Vidya Rajagopalan. Robert Reike. Anoop Singh. Alpar Saliam, with distinction. EJ Showman. Christiana Treglia. Kavita Vell. Pascal White. Tiffany Wilson. Kerry Winston. Elise Zwanger. Steven Zykowski. Congratulations to the EMBA MS in Healthcare Leadership Class of 2023.
Director of the EMBA Metro New York program, and I invite our EMBA Metro New York's graduates to approach the stage to be recognized. Allison Adams. Jonathan Adewuya. Chaitanya Budham. Ailey Birchfield. Marianne Boak. Dara Brady. Aaron Byron. Leanna Caloris, with distinction. John Camperlengo. David Cattermole, with distinction. Jingjing Chen. Peijun Kong, with distinction. Debarshi Das. Mugane Desai. Patrick Donnelly. Catherine Feeney. Alexandra Futterman. Luba Goldberg. Philip Goldstein. Michael Gorkin. Joshua Hernandez. Michael Hill. Alexander Horowitz. Vikram Jani. Travis Joseph. Nicole Lamb. Matthew Lobach with distinction. Michael Masters. Gisela Mera Laurido. Preet Amrit Mohanty. Mickey Miat. Kevin Nunez. Irina Ocheritiana. Ventislava Petkova. Bhavna Ramani. David Rosenberg. Tamika Royal. Anne-Marie Saran. Ram Sharma. Ayush Sharma. Shashank Shaker. Fatima Sultan. Ruslan Tezbolatov. Chachin Tracy Terabush. Kritharth Tiwari with distinction. Samuel Tinman. Christopher Utz. Nicholas Vera. Maria Villela Bermudez. Erica Winters Nimer. Lakshmi Yalamanchili. Congratulations, EMBA Metro New York.
I'm Xiaoyu Xu, Assistant Program Manager of Cornell Tsinghua FMB Program. 现在我想邀请 FMB 全体学生原地起立。 Now I ask that FMBA graduates please come forward to be honored. Meng Ai. Oh, sorry. Feng Wei An. Hao Chen. Ming Fei Chen. Ben Dong Chen. Yu Cheng, Xue Jiao Cui, Ming Fang, Yuan Feng, Rui Gao. Tian Yuanhe with distinction. Wei Wei Huang. Jun Yu Huang. Shi Jin. Xiao Lei Li. Qian Wen Li. Seymour Li. Yi Xin Li. Wen Yi Liu with distinction. Wen Hao Liu. Ai Wei Nian. Hong Yu Pan. Kingston Pong. Guang Yi Qian. Yuan Ren. Bo Lun Sun. Qian Sun. Rui Ni Tang. Man Hua Tang. Yu Jiao Tian. Zhi Xiao Wang. Si Chun Wang. Guo Dian Wang. Jin Xian Wei. Hui Min Wu. Lin Ke Xiao. Hong Jie Xue. Hui Jin Yang. Kun Ye. Yu Qi Zhang. Zhicheng Zhao. Shiqi Zhang. Ming Zhang. Lei Zhao. Zhou Zhao. Yang Zhao. Yang Jiezhou. Han Zuo with distinction. Ke An. Li Renchen. Yu Xinchen. Hui Chongchen. Cheng Zhuo Chen. Ting Ting Cui. Hao Di. Jing Gu with distinction. Tian Yi Guo. Xu Yang He. Huai Jing Hu. Ji Man. Jun Han Jiao. De Fang Lai. Xiang Li with distinction. Ran Li with distinction. Yang Liao. Xi Ran Liu. Yin Lu. Hao Su Ma with distinction. Yi Li Shao. Ke Lan Shu. Bing Xiang Wang. Qiang Wei. Hong Hao Wu. Nan Xiao. Ruo Ni Xiong. Chao Xu. Ming Hui Xu. Yao Yao. Yang Yong with distinction. Teng Bo Zhang with distinction. Hong Qiang Zhang. Jiu Zhong Zhang. Ke Zhang. Qiu Yang Zhang. Jin Shan Zhu. Da Di Zhou. Chen Hu. 宇航颂。小明章，敏思王，玉章，Congratulations to all Cornell Tsinghua FMBA graduates.
That was wonderful. Now you all have your official Cornell MBAs. Congratulations to all our graduates. You have achieved a great deal and should be very proud of your very many accomplishments. You are a remarkable class, and we will miss seeing you. Please do keep in touch as you progress through your lives and your careers. Although we are here to recognize our graduates, we also want to acknowledge the family and friends who are here today. Truly made this achievement possible. Thank you for your support, your patience, and endless understanding. Finally, please join me in thanking the many staff and volunteers who are here on this holiday weekend to make your graduation a special occasion. As graduates of the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management, you play a critical role in the future of our school. I urge you to stay in touch with each other. We trust that Johnson and Cornell will continue to be instrumental in helping you realize your goals and that friendships you forged in this program. Once again, congratulations to the class of 2023. Now, I would like to ask everyone to stand up and join us in singing the Alma Mater. You will find the words on the back of your program.